Today is 21st of September, and it is the day Russia announced a partial mobilization. It admitted that 200,000 strong invasion army was not enough, and it was urgent to put new tens or even hundreds of thousands of Russians under arms. In addition, Putin threatened to use nuclear weapon and generally demonstrates the loss of remnants of adequacy. It seems that we are waiting for many more months of a bloody, protracted war, unless, of course, Putin manages to carry out a partial mobilization. By the way, partial is a meaningless word. The mobilization will be complete. It will just drag on for a while. The Russians never succeeded in conscripting only a small percentage of the population into the army. They always had to take everyone. In 1914, on the eve of the First World War, the Russian rulers wanted to carry out a partial mobilization in the regions bordering the German and Austro-Hungarian empires. But they quickly realized that arming the local inhabitants, Lithuanians, Poles, Ukrainians, and Belarusians, could be a rather dangerous undertaking. After all, these people could easily get weapons and start fighting for the independence of their nations. Therefore, first they mobilized Russians from the central regions, sent them closer to the borders, and there, under the supervision of these Russians, they drove into the army representatives of peoples who were not very loyal to Russia. Something similar will happen now. Putin said that he intends to return to the army those who have already served there and more or less suitable for military service in terms of age and health. And these are hundreds of thousands and rather even millions of Russians. After all, in Russia, there is still a mandatory conscription into the army. Most of those whom Putin wants to send to the trenches have families, jobs, and established lives. It is unlikely that they will give up all this and enthusiastically run to die for the crazy ideas of their Führer. Therefore, sooner or later, the punitive agencies, the FSB, the police, and other Putin's Gestapo men will get involved. It will be a whole army of punishers who will pursue and forcefully send to the front those who are trying to evade the draft. When it becomes clear that only those who have already served in the army cannot win the war, all Russian men over 18 will fall under the draft. What does this mean for us in Ukraine? That was almost 7 months of the war that we have already experienced. We are only a prelude. Bloody, terrible, but a prelude. There is still a lot of fighting ahead, a lot of death, a lot of fear. What does it mean for you in Europe, Asia, the Americas, New Zealand, and Australia? You must understand as clearly as possible that the Ukrainians are fighting for you too, for your way of life, for our common democratic values. You must be aware that if Ukraine does not hold out, you will be next in line for destruction. And your life should be subordinated to this understanding, not only for those politicians who unequivocally supports Ukraine, demand that your governments transfer new equipment and weapons to Ukraine, help refugees, do whatever you can. You know, in the early days of the war, someone advised me to act as if the worst had already happened, as if I already dead and there is no need to worry about saving my life. In the most terrible moments of the last months, I could evoke this feeling in myself, drowning out the instinct of self-preservation and literally turning off fear for a while. Now we all need to learn this trick, because the victory will not be easy, but it will certainly be.